Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, when this is playing, this means they're coming out of low orbit, and we're about to touch down. On Planet Rick with Rick Ector. How's it going?
Hey, man, it's great. First, before I say how great it is, can you hear me?
I can.
Man, let me tell you, last week it was like I felt like I was on that cell phone commercial, man, where they were saying, hey, can you hear me?
That's the drama of live radio, Rick. The drama.
Right, the drama, drama.
Yeah,
right,
you the drama. That's the drama of live radio. Plus, you know, it did show that if I, you know, if I think I'm going to do something but then I don't get to, that I got to pick it up and go. And you know, I did entertain you for that first segment anyway, right?
Hey, man, you are a pro. I mean, you just kept on moving, man. And it's like you have a stockpile of data in that memory bank of yours that you can just pull from at will. I mean, I'm impressed, man. There's so much, not that there's so much stuff up there, man, but you have like an index to just selectively look for what you want, grab it, and throw it out to the ether, man, and it comes down to us through the airwaves, man. And let me tell you, that's very impressive.
I appreciate that. So what is on your mind this week now that the drama of live radio is actually working to our advantage tonight? What's on your mind?
Man, there's a whole lot of stuff going on, man. There's a couple of things I just want to bring up, and then I want to dive into the actual meat and potatoes of what we do here, man, on Planet Rick. You know, one of the things that just jumped out at me, I mean, it's like it grabs you by the collar and just shakes you and chokes you, man, is our favorite governor, you know, Gretchen Whitmer here in the state of Michigan. She made a public statement a couple of days ago on an interview she did on this online channel called The Root, an Instagram live she did with host Terrell Stahl, I believe is his last name. So anyway, one of the controversial statements she made, man, was that, quote, she doesn't disagree that the Michigan State Police would have killed any black protesters at the Capitol, end quote. This was in reference to, you know, all of the shutdown rallies that have been conducted, you know, over the state of Michigan, over at the Capitol. And somehow she seemed to have forgotten that I had a rally event over at the Capitol, you know, on the 28th of May, man. And somehow we didn't manage to get shot and killed by the Michigan State Police. What an awful, terrible thing to say about your own law enforcement agency, the Michigan State Police, that if there was a gathering of black protesters, man, that the Michigan State Police would have shot them. I mean, that just is just below the pale, man. I just couldn't believe that she said such a thing.
When you know, we don't have open carry in South Carolina. We don't have constitutional carry in South Carolina. And it was up. It was up for consideration. And my senator at the time was the head of the Judiciary Committee that had to, it had to get past him in order for it to make it on the floor, right? And I called him and asked him about this, and he told me that our cops, if we had open carry, that our cops would not be able to tell the difference between the bad guys and the good guys. And he told me that would enable bad guys to carry guns. And he told me all of these other things that go along with, you know, all of that, what you're talking about. And it just makes you wonder, didn't these guys have to campaign in public? Didn't they have to point something, you know, don't they actually see people?
Let me tell you, when people run for office, if they can get away with it, guns and gun laws are one of those things that they really don't want to come up, because then if they really had anyone who pressed them on the issues, they would have to tell you what their positions are on the subject. And they realize that in certain areas of the country, being anti-gun and anti-freedom is actually contrary to your goals of either getting into office or staying into office. It's not a very popular thing to say, you know, right, especially when you're running for office. But yeah, bro, I thought that was particularly chilling. But the thing that really was interesting, man, your favorite spokesman and mine once again found a microphone and managed yet again to embarrass himself. Just the other day, man, Mr. Joe Biden up to a microphone and said that law enforcement officers, if they come across, you know, protesters that they had to subdue, if they were violent or if they were engaged in some type of behavior that necessitated using force on these civilians, that the law enforcement officers should shoot them in their legs. And I thought that was a really interesting piece from Joe Biden, man. You know, it's like, for one, it's not very easy to shoot someone in their legs compared to their torso. And two, you might miss. And three, there's a huge artery that runs down your leg that's called the femoral artery, man. And if you manage to hit that, guess what happens?
You bleed out in 4 minutes.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, again, Uncle Joe, man. And you know what? It's reminiscent, right? I have my crack homework staff, you know, go to work, man. My research team went all the way back to 2013.
Right.
You know what Crazy Joe said in 2013?
Was it back when he was talking about buying a shotgun?
Yes, it was the whole shotgun quote, man. And that, if you ever feel your life is in threat, and just aim your 12-gauge shotgun into the air and just randomly and indiscriminately shoot at the sky, man.
You know, he also said, if you think there's somebody on the other side of the door, just send a blast through the door. There's been some people that actually did that.
I know. It was one case that happened right, like, within a week after he said that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a case of life imitating art, man. And I'm not sure what eventually happened, but it couldn't have bode well for the homeowner.
No. I think they probably got arrested, as a matter of fact. But it's, I don't know what the what we expect from Broadway Joe. I mean, he sees the shape of a microphone on a microphone stand, and he remembers that from a time back before he went demented, and he just knows he's supposed to go to that, and he heads for the microphone, and he, you know, he starts talking into it, which, you know, it's a bunch of gibberish and non-form sentences, but shoot him in the leg. Like, that sounds like it came, you remember, in the first Lethal Weapon, when they were like, when I see somebody that's being bad, I shoot him in the leg.
Right.
Maybe he saw Lethal Weapon. I don't know.
Murtaugh. I don't know, man. Well, you know, it was part of the course, and glad to see Uncle Joe, Crazy Joe, is back, and he's true to form, and his handlers mistakenly allowed him to get access to a microphone.
That is a big mistake, isn't it? Tell everybody how they can find you. I'm headed to the break. Tell them how they find you.
Rick Hector, R-I-C-K, last name, E-C-T-O-R. I'm legally armed in Detroit. I can be found at Detroit CCW, legallyarmedindetroit.com, or just Google me, Rick Hector. You cannot miss me. Over 2,200 videos on YouTube.
Among other things. Among other things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And we're taking a walk on Planet Rick as we do. Speaking to the cruise director, and that is Rick Ekcher. So then, you were saying.
Hey, man, you know, you can't help but look at the latest headlines, man. And one stat jumps out at you, and it's really stark and really bold. 1.6 million background checks for firearm purchases occurred last month in May.
Yeah.
A whopping 75% jump from last year in May, man.
Yeah.
I'll attribute that to four principal causes why we have a huge, astounding, whopping 75% increase. What are some of the things driving America's insatiable urge for firearms right now?
You asking me?
I'm asking you, man. I'm putting Bill Frady on the spot. Give me up to four principal things that are driving all of these gun purchases right now. Well,
of course, COVID-19.
COVID-19, for sure.
COVID-19. The riots.
The riots, check two.
The fact that along with the riots, we've started seeing a bunch of cops pulling back, and like in Seattle, they've given up a whole six blocks to Antifa. So a lot of people are sitting around going, "The police can't protect me. I've got to protect me." So the failure of government.
Okay.
And I would say a lot of it has to do with fear factors of, I'm sure we saw a similar spike when Tyson got out there and said that we are, we're going to be seeing a food shortage and all that other stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't help things at all, man.
Nope.
Toss in the concerns about the economy, and yes, this is indeed a presidential election year. You toss in all of these factors all together, simultaneously occurring at the same time. It is no surprise that we are racking up gun sales, man. Gun sales are through the roof.
Yeah. They are through. And I mean, the interesting part is they're buying everything.
You know what? Yeah, buy it now, and just buy it now because it's on the shelf, and we'll figure out what we can do with it later, man.
Yeah, I'm expecting to see as soon as they catch up, which I don't know when they're going to catch up this time. I mean, last time, in 2013 when we had the rush after Sandy Hook and after Joe Biden once again ran his mouth and got out there and said, "Well, of course, we're going to do something executive about it. We're going to do something about these dang-gum assault weapons." And everybody thought they could ban them by executive decree.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, in ammo and inventory, it was thought that there was 3.5 years of inventory and ammunition on hand, on shelves, based upon sales.
Okay.
And, of course, that went away in about 4 days.
Man, let me tell you,
that was gone.
Nothing sells guns and ammo like fear and uncertainty. And during these times that we find ourselves, my friend, it is no wonder that ammo and guns are becoming increasingly hard to find, man. So, with all of this in mind, I'm thinking with regards to today's topic, man, the thing that what is most important from a trainer's standpoint, man, is that you buy a gun, and presumably these are folks who I'm assuming don't own a gun and just, decided at the last minute, after taking all of these hints and cues from the nightly newscast, that now might probably be a good time to buy a gun, right? But, of course, if you're a brand-new, nascent, beginner firearms owner, man, you know, training might be an issue. And in this COVID-19 coronavirus environment, it has had an impact on the training world, man. I mean, there are things from a training perspective that we did not have to deal with before that trainers are wrestling to try to figure out, man, because we obviously want to give people the training that they want and need, but now we have to worry about doing it in a safe manner. Right, as if safety wasn't already a concern, right? Teaching the fundamental firearm safety rules, but now we have to keep in mind safety with respect to the coronavirus or COVID-19, however you want to refer to it. So these are some issues from a training perspective.
You know, now they have said that coronavirus doesn't do very well in heat. And I attended, although I did not participate in the training class this past weekend. Well, let me tell you, if there was any coronavirus out there, it was fried like an egg.
So the solution is to do all training outdoors on an outdoor range at high noon under a beaming hot sun and dare that coronavirus to thrive.
Yeah, it just sits there and sizzles. So that happened, but I'm glad you're bringing up training because, of course, nobody trains enough. I don't think I train enough. I'm sure as a trainer, you probably look at people and say there's no way you train enough. So I'm glad you brought that up. We're coming up on the next break. And this is one of those opportune times because Rick is a trainer. And we've talked about various training and all other things that come along with that. But just the need. I don't know if we've ever talked about the need to train, the necessity of training, and what you get from it. And in addition,
it's one thing to see a need for a gun and buy one, man, but, you know, you just don't sit it on the counter and push a button and it goes into autopilot and protects you.
When we get back, I'll share with you something that happened to me on Facebook about somebody trying to buy a gun. We'll go from there. Now, tell everybody how they find you.
You can find me all over the place. Rick Ector, RICKECTOR, Legally Armed in Detroit, Detroit CCW, or just Google my name. I swear to God, you can't miss me. 2,000 videos on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the videos. I mean, the videos are impressive enough. You ought to see how many times you've been on TV. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says cities and states should not be shut down again even if there is a second wave of coronavirus, citing the economic damages that would be involved. Wednesday, while speaking on Capitol Hill, Mnuchin also said, though he's not opposed to more stimulus funds.
I think we're going to seriously look at whether we want to do more direct money to stimulate the economy. But I think this is all going to be about getting people back to work. And we look forward to working with the entire Senate on this.
President Trump taking part in a roundtable discussion on reopening the economy in Texas. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost more than 1,800 points, which was its worst day since March, amid fears of the coronavirus outbreak spikes all across the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some states are reporting spikes in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
At least 16 states have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, Davis.
We might open up too far, too fast, and if that happens, we may need to adjust.
And the nationwide police brutality protests are raising fears of another wave of infections. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute offered yet another sobering prediction that the U.S. could see another 100,000 coronavirus deaths by September.
Loser of the 2018 gubernatorial race in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, says she's not being betted to be Joe Biden's running mate. The former Georgia state representative telling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that I have said many times, if called, I will answer, but I have not received any calls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking to Rick Ector. I don't know exactly where we're going to go with this conversation, but I'm in for the ride. Where are we going with this, sir?
Well, with regards to training and the changes that are going to take place in actual training, man, obviously the first thing that I'm going to be concerned with as a trainer is class sizes, man. Like if you're normally dealing with, let's say, typically between 10 and 20 people. You know, I'm not one of those instructors that does the sardine can routine and jams everyone into a room. But obviously, in this age of coronavirus, man, you got to look at how much space you have for a classroom and how many students you can put into it and how far apart are you going to space them, taking into account any type of ventilation. And, of course, anytime you have a certain number of students and you have a limitation associated with that, that could actually have an impact on the bottom line. So now we're looking at profit margins being affected. We're looking at staffing levels. I mean, if you have a staff that works with you, that also increases the amount of people that's in the room. So if you add one person staff-wise to help you, then that takes away one student who can be in the classroom, man. And then, too, you look at the learning environment that you're actually creating for your students. That's actually going to be impacted. And the equipment that you're going to actually use. Now, we have to now incorporate possible potential disinfecting of equipment that's being touched. You know, it's a lot of stuff to keep in mind, man. But, yeah, classroom sizes and, of course, spacing is going to be of huge paramount importance. And also, too, a huge consideration, man, is health guidelines. I mean, if you're running a class and you're expected to have X number of people in the class, right? We haven't figured out how many people we're going to jam into a square area, but what type of health guidelines should you have in force for potential students? Do you want to have some type of screening process or some type of guidelines to tell people, hey, if you're experiencing X, Y, or Z, don't sign up for the class or don't show up, call in sick? What type of guidelines do you think would be appropriate health-wise attending a public class?
Here's the thing. With the guidelines, it just, for me, it depends on a couple of things because they have this thing called contact tracing. And where they have allowed, around here, where they have allowed things to open up, when I go, like, to my gym, I have to have my temperature taken. They use a scanner to take my temperature, which is fine. I'm not sick. My temperature is anywhere, but hovers between 97 point something and 98 point something. So I'm not sick, and that's fine. That's where it should be. But the problem becomes with what the state would do with it. If you're mandated by the state to do it. See, I think taking the temperature is not a bad idea, as long as you don't have to do contact tracing. But if you do have a student that comes in there, right, that comes in there and you have to, if there's some sort of mandate where you have to report them, then not only is that one student going to be quarantined, but everybody in the class and you and everybody that was there that had contact, because they're going to come and track you down.
Wow.
That part of the invasiveness is something to take into consideration. Do they not have any guidelines in place for that kind of thing? And what kind of guidelines would be in place for a gun range?
Oh, that's exactly what gun ranges are trying to figure out right now. I mean, how exactly do you deal with it? I mean, just offhand discussions I've had with people who've gone to gun ranges recently, man. They're doing things from having some of the stalls empty, like every other stall, and then they're only requiring maybe just one person to use the stall at once, and then you can only bring in or use your gun, and then if you're renting a gun, well, what type of sterilization process should you use with firearms? That would be an interesting article to post up on the internet, right? In the age of coronavirus, how do you sufficiently yet quickly and effectively disinfect a firearm? Let me tell you, I did a search. No such document exists on the internet right now. Sounds like something I should get cracking on, huh?
I don't. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I've looked at what they're talking about for the guidelines for bringing classrooms back for students, right?
Right.
These school districts, the way they're built, and the way kids are zoned to go to a certain school, they were never intended to be socially distanced. They were intended to be stuck in there like sardines. And, that part of it, what does this mean? They're not going to have enough room to actually do it. Well, and that's where I would see the problem for you in an indoor range, because like if you've got 20 students and you can only put three on the firing line at a time.
These are some of the concerns that we're going to have to like figure out on the fly.
Right.
You know, interesting enough, I did a class last week, man, but it wasn't a traditional class because I'm still navigating my way through this new environment, and I'm actually looking at doing some stuff online, and I'll talk about that a little later in our conversation. But as it related to you know, it just worked out to a private training where I happened to get contacted by an attorney who was just ascended to a judge who needed to take a private class. And, you know, those private classes, man, they are not inexpensive. They're not cheap by a long shot. But, hey, judge, still working, still making a lot of money, wanted to get the carry permit relatively soon. I had access to a lawyer to bring into the class to teach her the law. It was prohibitively expensive. But you know what? When price is no object and you have plenty of cash, some people can avail themselves of that option. But it's going to be very interesting to see how this all shakes out in the training environment. You know, yeah. PPE, you know, personal protection equipment, you know. Sitting in a classroom at a gun range. What type of PPE are you going to have to wear all throughout the time that you're in a classroom?
Have you tried to wear a mask for a prolonged period of time?
Well, I mean, how long is that practical? I mean...
It's... I'll have to... I've seen lists where they talk about the advantages versus disadvantages of wearing a mask. Now, the people that have the most advantages of wearing a mask are the people that work in healthcare where they are around all these infected people.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, people that are driving around with a mask on, with the windows up. Have you seen that?
Right?
You've seen that, right?
I've seen that, yeah. They're being extremely socially distant, right?
Extremely. Like coronavirus can cruise at 40 miles an hour and then... go right through the glass of your window. I had my windows tinted today just so that wouldn't happen. I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. Tell everybody how they find you.
Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name, E-C-T-O-R, legally armed in Detroit, Detroit CCW. My handle is Detroit CCW at YouTube. Over 2,000 videos and a plethora of media experiences.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A plethora. That's a good way of putting it. We'll be right back. Well, come on now. Some of these words I can't pronounce. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This Lock and Load, this portion of the show, is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are on Planet Rick, speaking with Rick Ector, talking about training and what do you should. What's going to be the standards for training and all this other stuff. What's going to be the health standards for training, which that's a, sort of an open question.
Yeah, I know. You said you had something you wanted to share.
So somebody out in California came on to Facebook wanting to know about what do they have to go through to buy a gun? And what kind of gun should they buy? This kind of stuff, which, you know, that's always one of those crazy wide-open questions. And we got to the part where I said, now you understand that you have to go by a California DOJ list of what guns you can and cannot buy in California, because what I can buy is not necessarily what you can buy.
Okay.
And he didn't know that. He did not. He had no idea that was the way it was.
You know, it's funny how people vote for stuff and then they're shocked when it's them that's actually trying to buy a gun for personal protection and home defense.
Yeah.
It's one of those great stories I love to hear, but I hate to hear how they went through the process of creating all of these log jams in the process. But here's the thing I wanted to jump to next.
Sure.
Imagine, if you would, that online training was something that you were looking to explore to satisfy your educational training requirement. Have you had any online training as it related to firearms before?
I have never had any online training relating to firearms. Although I can think of some ways the way it would work, but I've never had any.
And see, that's the environment we're finding ourselves in. And there are some organizations that have guidelines published online in terms of how these classes should be conducted, man. And I tell you what, it's going to forever change the firearms training industry, right? It's going to be technology driven. You know, I think pretty much everyone has a laptop and access to the internet. You know, one thing that I've noticed, man, when I was just doing some online media appearances, man, there's so many people online during the day, man, that I'm getting these lags in my interrupts, you know, in terms of the connectivity, man. It's like, can y'all please stop watching those ugly, stupid cat videos long enough for me to, you know, get some training done online. So it's going to make training a little more boring. It's going to be low energy. There's going to be a lack of connection with the students. You're not going to get that synergy in the classroom where you're physically in a room and you feed on the energy and the feedback from other students in the classroom and that learning that happens within, you know, amongst the students in the classroom. It's going to kill spontaneity. It's going to kill that whole class coming together kind of thing. It's going to make training more boring and, it's going to take the fun part of the class, which is the actual gun manipulation and handling part of the class, and move that to a separate section where you're still going to have to meet with each student individually. So, I mean, in a nutshell, it's going to be a major drain to teach classes this way, I think. But if we have a way to get it done as opposed to no way to get it done in this new environment we find ourselves in, we're just going to have to suffer through it, you know. But,
well, let me share something with you then, if I can. Now, you know about the Zoom calling system, the conferencing system, right?
That's how a lot of people are looking at doing training now, Zoom.
Right. See, in the fitness industry, they're looking at doing virtual training where they're training 9 people at one time via Zoom. So you, as a firearms instructor, one of your requirements would be that you would tell everybody that works with you that they need to get the Mantis. Are you familiar with the Mantis training system?
I'm familiar with it.
They should get the Mantis training system, and then you can have them download this target that you make for them that they're going to aim. They're going to, you know, wherever they got their camera, they're going to put that target right there below it. To where you can watch them, and then you can watch their score on their Mantis app. You can say, okay, fire this, so many, you know, fire this, fire that, and then they have to hold up their phone app for you to see how that worked out for them.
Yeah, I get it, and you know what, I've tried it, but you know what, you're still going to have to shoot a real gun at a real range.
It's still not going to be as much fun, but I mean, you know, that's.
It's like playing video games, man. It's fun to get into a shoot 'em up online, but it's nowhere near like the right thing, like the real thing, man. It's kind of like the real thing, but not, man. And it's like I said, it's going to make training more of a drag. It's going to make it more laborious. You're not going to have the synergy that comes from being in a classroom with actual people. You know, as the instructor, I'm going to be over a virtual classroom with 9 squares or rectangles on my computer screen while I'm watching everybody and, you know, making sure that each person doesn't step over themselves when they're trying to ask questions. I just think it's a terrible way to teach, man. But, you know what, it's the future, and it's what is apparently going to increasingly be required.
I got in trouble at Tactical Response.
How was that?
Well, you know, they keep, we had a big class, so we had like 4 firing lines.
Right.
And I kept sneaking on the other firing line so I could shoot more.
You know, somehow I am not even surprised that you would do such a thing.
Well, I mean, you know, trigger time is the best time if you learn how to shoot a gun. And that's where the challenge is going to come for virtual training is because there's only so many virtual things you could do. I mean, there might be some sort of cert hookup that you could do where you're aiming at a target or something else. But until you're in the middle, shooting a gun gives you that adrenaline dump, and then when you have a stoppage and everything for the first minute. That's where you illustrate, because whenever anybody has a stoppage on a range, the first time that happens, they're like, oops, And then they get into the reducing the stoppage, right?
Oh,
but
man,
you got to do that a lot.
Yeah, but you're not going to be, I mean, for obvious liability concerns, man. You don't want any students anywhere around a gun while you're doing some virtual training. You know, I would even be reluctant to pick up a gun myself because it might make them think, you know, despite me telling them not to, it might make them think that it's okay for them to pick up their gun. I mean, just that whole issue, I just would rather just totally eliminate. We'll just do whatever we can online that does not necessitate touching a gun, right? I got to show you pictures of guns and say, hey, this is what it looks like, and here's the part you would actually touch, but I can't actually pick up a gun and show it to you and have you, you know, duplicate it or mimic it. You know, just too many things can go wrong.
Maybe we just need to, go to one of these labs and take it over and say, now come up with the doggone vaccine for coronavirus so we can get on with our lives.
Man,
get rid of the middleman on that one.
You know what? I'll watch you and everybody else take that vaccine for about 3 or 4 years before I even think about it. But, you know, by then,
I've already had it. I don't need the vaccine. I've already had it. You know, it's not all that in a bag of chips. It's bad, but I mean, so is the flu. So is, at my age now, when I get a cold, that's deadly. So, I mean, you know, it's all rough. There's nothing out there. There's none of these routine diseases out there that you can catch temporarily. It's all bad. So, you know, it's just getting out there and catching it. But we're about to run out of time, so before we do that, let me give you one more time to tell everybody where to find you.
You can find me all over the Internet, especially social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, 2,000 YouTube videos. My handle is DetroitCCW. Come check me out. Bill, as always, it's been great bringing Planet Rick to Lock and Load Radio. Next week, next Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern. Be there or be square.
I don't even know why. And I'm going to let him have the last word. The third hour's inbound is 1911 University. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.